Live from the basement. What's up? It's episode number 62 of the Live from the Basement podcast. It's your boy J Mac back down here again, recording another one for you guys. And this week we're going to do we're going to start calling a rewind episode. We're going to revisit some of the old episodes from the Hood Hype show, because I know they don't get included in the feed anymore. As far as Live from the Basement feed's concerned, it's like 2 or 3 years old, when the show as a whole is actually closer to 11. And so I think we're going to start digging back and pulling things. And we'll still do playlist episodes. We'll still do episodes where we're down in the basement, me, Major, and Mola One, or all of us, one or few of us, whatever. But I think sometimes we got to bring back some of the archive content, share it with you guys. Especially this week, Major and I were actually going to be down here recording a new episode. But, you know, as luck would have it, fucking Michigan again. Got hit with the weather advisory. We're going to be getting like 2 or 3 inches of snow tonight. So he can't be driving all the way over here. So we're kind of stuck. So I thought I'd put this together for you guys and recall one of our previous episodes, and we'll get to that in a second. But first, I gotta have a heart-to-heart with you guys, man.
I wanna fold clothes for you. Let's just be real.
We've received so many emails and tweets and Facebook posts and messages and even a couple voicemails with people angry and just butthurt over this J. Cole For Your Eyes Only album review that we did in episode 61. Go back and listen to it. Mola One and I did not give it very high marks at all. In fact, we roasted it. And it's crazy the amount of backlash we've been getting. This is more backlash than I've seen us get. It might have been an Eminem album that we blended years back. I don't get how some of you are justifying your anger, man. Shit. Take for a second the current climate. Think about, as far as hip-hop is concerned, not the culture, hip-hop music, and what gets categorized as hip-hop music. Look at the landscape right now. You go to Billboard, you go to Rolling Stone, go to wherever you want and look at what their top 50 hip-hop songs are. And you're going to see stuff like Gucci, you're going to see stuff like Ray Sremmurd, you're going to see stuff like Lil Yachty, right? Like all these dudes, and there's nothing wrong with that music. I'm not bashing them. They have their own lane. But to me, and to most people, that's pop music. This is pop music by pop artists who happen to rap. Okay? That's not hip-hop. J. Cole is talking about he's gonna drop the hottest hip-hop album of the year. And he starts acting like he's been having sex with Erykah Badu based on his appearance. He looks like Andre 3000 after his relationship with Erykah.
Calm down.
I'm calm!
He looks like Common after that. I mean, he's turning into this, like he's trying to be a hippie. I feel like J. Cole doesn't even believe J. Cole. Like, if you listen to his album, like, critically listen to it and think about the filler, the instrumentals, the off-key singing, the half-assed production half the time. People just like, oh man, that's like, it's a concept, it's an experiment. I don't give a shit what it is. Yes, I know, you can't categorize it. But if the artist is calling it fucking hip-hop and everybody else is trying to categorize it as hip-hop, then I'm gonna fight you on it because it's fucking R&B. It's an R&B album. This dude is doing nothing more than trying to follow the wave, and he doesn't believe his own shit. He cooked up a fucking beautiful looking meal for a second, and it all tastes like shit. I feel like I want to be Gordon Ramsay on this bitch and be like, raw, raw, raw. It's shit.
Raw, 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 shit.
And the standard is so low because he's being released in a climate where you have the Lil Yachty's and the Ray Sremmerds, and he's doing the same kind of music they are now. And all of a sudden, because he could add a couple words, the bar is so fucking low that it's like, oh my God, J. Cole. Oh, bars, bars. Nah, man, ain't no bars. Something about like, head game stronger than Excedrin? Fucking bars? Like rhyming the same words twice and shit? Shit. Man, I don't know. For me, the album is by far one of J. Cole's worst. And for anybody who actually listens to it critically, like, try to listen to it. I'm not saying it has to be a masterpiece, but I sure as hell I'm not gonna pretend like this album is a game changer by any means. At all. That's all I got to say about it. Bring the hate. The bar is so low, he's getting a pass. That's all I can say. And the lane that he's trying to get into, which is catering to 14-year-old girls, just like Drake and Ray Sremmerd and all these guys, is filled with people who don't have bars. They're not even trying to rhyme anything half the time. The bar's low in that arena, and everybody's like, oh shit, man, listen to this guy's actually spitting. Yeah, he is kinda. Not compared to Born Sinner J. Cole or Cole World J. Cole. Let's go back to that and go bar for bar and you tell me what's happening. I call bullshit. If he wants to go that route, go Childish Gambino, man. Go check out that Childish Gambino album. That's how you do it. As far as I'm concerned, J. Cole's being a pussy about it. He ain't committing to it. Because he don't believe it. He doesn't believe it. And some of you do. It's crazy.
Everybody should change.
Give him shit, man. Make him go back to the drawing board and do what J. Cole does best, because we love this dude. And he raps and he's lyrical and he's talented and he can produce his ass off. By far, one of the most creative in the game. But this album does not show it at all.
Next song.
To the phone, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope, ready to make an entrance, so crack on up.
Before I have to pull the strap off and cut,
give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble, cause ain't nothing but a G-bang, baby. Too loped out G, so we
That's all I got. That's all I got. So, as always, you can hit me up at jmackhh, that's J-M-A-C-K-H-H on Twitter. You can email me at jmack@livefromthebasement.com. You can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, anything, YouTube, all that stuff is Live The Basement, all the stuff, Snapchat, everything. This is a rewind episode, man. Let's hop in the DeLorean and go back to August 22nd, 2013 for the Hood Hype Show podcast, You Don't Stop, featuring Midas the Beast. It's your boy, J-Mac! Episode
Hood Hype. Hood Hype.
Episode number
Hood Hype. Hoodhype.com.
Episode 215. Can I get a word in? Damn.
Nah, yo, for real, but niggas do look like like Shaq and that beauty. Looking at how risk goes for real niggas. Looking at how risk goes for real niggas. Looking at how risk goes for real niggas. You ain't talking about it, nothing by the bang, by the boom. Use a mainstream motherfucker. You love it, I be everywhere the wind blow. Baby, stayed up near the window, I could do it. You ain't nothing but a bimbo. Hopping in another nigga Benzo. I could be the king, you a hater from a Sprint phone. Living in the era, you a nigga from the Flintstone. In the AM, steady flying from a JetBlue. Chilling off an Advil, probably in a good mood. Getting well known to cook it with the olive oil. Rappers get to talking up Bugatti in the Audemars. I be beating up the block, is that your call on? Whether cope static or pathetic, I'ma write a song. Nah, I ain't even gotta deal with you. Living out a dream, my horoscope's for real. Kissing on the ring, my bitch whipping the wheel. Would you love me in the spring, the summertime, I'm still with you. I'm the only motherfucker. I've been running on that ass with Adidas on the duffel. And I do it kinda fast, man, I even seen the devil. I've been working over here, man, I put that on my nephew. I swear that God bless you, the gates open up, the heavens are so special. A young nigga from the other side, this is how I feel when the painkiller come alive. Get a job, screw filling with a summer vibe. Came home chilling, man, I used to be with Malachi. And I think about it sadly. Conversate with Kevin, he all the way in Cali. Slowly blowing up, you would think we had a gas leak. Stars on the line for your nigga, now they saying what's up. What's up? Looking at how risk goes for real niggas. Looking at how risk goes for real niggas. Looking at how risk goes for real niggas. Cornbread, love asparagus. Jenny 31, that's Aquarius. I could be a simple human being to an alien. I bring the demolition derby to the merry men. Clean it with detergent. Looking through a blurry lens, thoughts kinda filthy. She can tie the cherry stem and she wear an LV lowercase. With emoji faces. And the word drugs written in the skyline, hide in this holy nation. When they tell me I'll be quick to go to hell, black chains and a golden bracelet. You ain't popped the molly once since the shit started popping. They can take it how they want. Took the pot out for dinner, chew a Viking in for lunch. We the only team winning you somebody in the slump. Your lies look good through your gold fame fronts. On a mission from the guards, you a no-name fuck. I met up in a club doing cocaine cuts. Go for your attention, but not on my admission. Low-key driven, baby, now my mama biscuits. Empty pill bottles in the kitchen. Baby, what's up? Now they hit me out in Switzerland. Bitch, get off, go the fuck back to Instagram. Some support, some setback with me. Now I give them summertime sickness. Baby, what's up? I am no longer the bad guy. No new friends, but more allies. Acting brand new like a nigga got baptized. Still pain killing till a nigga hit flatline. On a jet boat, tossing by the capsized. White folks tripping like they never seen a black guy. Now they want me on stage. Blood, sweat, and tears, and the stars on the line for your nigga. Now they saying, what's up? What's up? What's up? Look at how risk goes for real niggas. Look at how risk goes for real niggas. Looking at how risk goes for real niggas. It's nothing but how risk goes for real niggas. You know, niggas really do look like Shaq in that Buick though. See,
motherfucker.
Yo. What up? It's J-Mac. It's episode 215. Shouts to Sakai. Name of the song was Horoscopes for Real N-Words. From his album Painkilling, Summertime Sick. Straight out of Stamford, Connecticut, man. Check him out on Twitter at Sakai Music. That's S-I-K-A-I Music. Or you can check him out at SakaiMusic.com, man. Dope track. I like it. So it's episode 215. I told you guys we're going to bring changes. Change here now. Starting with this episode, episode 215, we're debuting a new feature of the show where we're going to feature an independent artist. We're going to pull a couple of their tracks and we're going to have them explain them. Tell us the story behind it. What the inspiration was, who they work with, kind of give us a better feel for the song. This allows us as the fans to engage better with the independent artists, which you can't really do that well yet. It's getting better. So why not facilitate that through the Hood Hype Show? This week, we're going to kick it off with Midas the Beast and his new album, Another Universe. It's a great album. We picked a couple tracks off of it, had a great conversation, really down to earth, very talented MC, and the stories actually really blew me away. So that's coming up in a minute here. But first, we got my man Leon Marin. Name of the song is Living Viciously, straight out of Brooklyn, New York City. Check him out on Twitter at Leon Marin Music or his website at leonmarinmusic.com. Raw talent. No hooks. I love it. Let's go.
Shout out to the boy Jay Good. Producing such a vicious beat. Yeah. Okay. I'm living viciously focused on my opponent. I'm owning, my mind is onus as I'm owning every moment. As my feelings keep on soaking, much commotion. Let me guide you through my past while I bring it to the future as if Marty made this last. A young kid with trouble dreams. They only focused on those substance fiends. Never seeing focus from a kid that had a substance dream. They subsidized my right to express. Holding the text with no refs. Almost made it with no breath. Holding pumps. I spray out butyrol. My chest inhales. My lungs soak in. All the pain from living in hell. My heart's broken. A lot of peers are wishing I'd fail. Got no water, but no one here is wishing me well. So focused in hell, exhaling out my feelings. And never gave a damn about what's popping in the feeling. Cause they minds had a limit, minds surpassing different ceilings. I skyscraping block hate, spit it till they dilate, annihilate. Anybody coming for a terminate. Never was pure evil, fiends around the way refurbishate. Pops died at 9 and had them old run-ins from new fam. They acted like some old cousins and then it reruns. Try living life with no refunds. I need a new breath of fresh air, I got cheek gum. My brothers tell me life isn't fair, then two-piece them. A lot of haters close to your face, do you see them? In my school they bully me, learn to be more full of me. Pushing out the bad and now I'm good so they all pull of me. I hate the fact I got some lovers and friends that only love me much. When they see me making some ends, I spit from my phlegm. The pain is growing up like a stain. I was a root, but ain't no point in holding it in. I don't bow or constrict, a lot of women claim they know me a bit. She's too dirty, my arc doesn't know her for shit. They mind species, on the bench I'm running the game. They bark up, we spark up, then we're puffing a flame. I came from nothing, I never had to hustle for weight. But while hustling, I had to hustle lower in weight. And still trying, rappers killed and still dying. Your mother's mad, it's been years and she's still crying. So misunderstood, standing under me. She plumbs the world, coming straight out the dent like Jay Good.
Midas the Beast, Ozone's finest all day, representing Dockside Music Group. You guys is tuned in, listening to my brothers, my motherfucking mans and them, the Hood Hype Show.
Yeah.
Champion of the Block. What inspired that song is kind of strange because usually my writing process doesn't go this way, but I had actually just heard that Jay Electronica Jay-Z joint, Shiny Suit Theory. You know, I liked the song, but I was really just more hype off the loop. So I ended up going a little digging or whatever and found that loop myself. And I wrote Champion of the Block to the same loop that they wrote Shiny Suit Theory to. Even back then, like right when I first wrote it, when I would do my shows, I would perform it. And it always got a really good response. And I was like, yo, maybe I should like turn this into a real joint. So I went and found a sample for it that I liked and sent it to my man, I Make Mad Beats. And he took it to new levels. I mean, the production on that record is bananas. Illustrate got him to come through and do a verse on it, and he killed it. And that's pretty much how Champion of the Block came about.
I know something you don't, Bruno, so they show me kudos. Puto learned it from the man who served me two cold ramen noodles too slow. Never let them kudos bulldoze your true glow. They will if they can, and tell a lie you show it through clothes. Through shows, I manifest destiny. Philanthropist who gives the gift of answering your questioning with candlesticks. An answer is an analytic weapon. So my attempts to answer is a masochistic ecstasy. Okay, for those who analyze my lyrics, listen closely and meet a spirit in every tidbit. He's a rapper that's not an actor and needs a gimmick to intrigue the claps of the backpackers and please the critics. Sure, release an album called Be the Fitter and leave the vocals on, telling my spit for bitches, inhaling the split the choker ball, teaching your kids the dances, increasing my chance for holding on. I wondered if they noticed I ain't saying shit in any song. Fuck that, that I put an album out that's pretty strong, catered to the few and tell them many suck my Jimmy Law. And artistry suffering from the theory of the sheep, but we blindly follow whatever's the model to keep the peace. Signing me stupid, I'm so elusive inside a beat. You can't sell it to radio, ain't no radios of the street. They sell you fellatio, tell you suck the dick or who popular. And you do it like you cleaning the pipes for opera. Back to my theory of the sheep. It happens in front of you, under rules clearly as you see. But since your reaction is lacking, it's clear to me you sleep. But I'm like you if I don't use this opportunity to speak. The mutiny among us is unique, and the scrutiny's a mutant beast that punts us in the teeth, nigga. Yeah, champion of the block, man, champion on the block. They gon' chant for me like the Rock, nigga. They can't handle me on they box, so they can't me inside a box. So my family's all I got, nigga. Champion of the block.
Jane Doe, produced by my man Tough Junkie. I instantly loved the beat. When I heard the beat, the first thing that popped into my head was, you know, today's forecast, sunny skies, low humidity. It just seemed, I don't know, it just came organic like that. And as I started to write it, I said, oh, shit, I got an idea. In the song, I want you to hear hints that things may not be what they seem. I'm proud of that song, man. The story was ill because it's like, yo, I met the chick at a, you know, I met her at a parking meter, helping her pick up her change. The only part of the song that's actually me not being the stalker is meeting her at the parking meter. Everything after that, I'm following her around. I'm following her to the mall. I know what time, I know what she be eating. You know what I mean? Like, I know what park she goes to with her dog. Like, all that shit. That's an ill song. Some people think it's a home run. Some people think it's a blunt. But I love it.
Morning sky, cloudy and gray.
Today's forecast, sunny skies, low humidity. Chance of rain, low, I'm up while the city sleep. These the ones we don't see too often. We gotta thank God when we grab these often. My lady's been ignoring me a little for days, so I'm trying to get away. I'm thinking stroll on the beach, maybe walk by lakes. With sly smile every time shorty talk out face. My little lady so thin she fine, but thick enough to bake cake, make shins refine. Feet on yep, the fresh toes, shorty keep on stepping. Hard body like she sleep on steps. She stay on Cimarron in a small apartment with her mom, Miss Alon, whose only handicap is her missing arm. Sweet old lady with a badass daughter, the kind of woman you would never catch past Florida. Look, the circumstances which I met her under was strange. On a cell phone at a parking meter with her purse open, searching for some quarters she can use in exchange for a car to remain for more extended estate. I'm on the street bird watching, trying to pick up a stray. When her bag drop, I bent to help her pick up her change. What's your name? Nice to meet ya. Your friend got you looking almost good enough to eat ya. I'm a creature for the feature, most pronounced on black chicks. The kind of ass crafted from stints on catfish. When she passing, your head spinning backwards. And she don't even really gotta be so attractive. We struck up conversation and took it from there. Fast forward months later, our relations rare. We did it all. Used to meet at the mall during lunch breaks for some steak and corn in the car. Jog at the park with a dog, the holding hands by trees. Around the time leaves started to fall. Show up at a job with roses, take her to Build-A-Bear so she can grab something for self. Champing my heart with no chance of losing the belt. She's so beautiful, her good looks improving her health. So maybe I'll take her to a movie, or we'll get into something seen as equally as groovy. I'm thinking she's perturbed, cause the word is I'm too weak. And for the last 2 weeks, she ain't seen the true me. Time for the real McCoy, no decoy. I'm out to have her head spinning, no B-boy. Sweep her off her feet, stab her with some punch drunk loving. A fatal attraction worth dying for. Wait, there she go, coming out of work. She sees me and does a hand motion like follow. Interesting, alright, I'm getting in my truck. 2002 Expedition Eddie Bauer model. I wonder where we headed. I guess she felt the same way as I did. The sad our communication that it. She probably planned a surprise, much like I. To fix a problem in which we both lie. How astounding that her surprise and mine coincide. But why the hell she driving so fast? She's swerving in and out of traffic like a mad witch. And I'm trying hard to stay on the ass. She's trucking wildly, speeding through red lights. I'm hella confused, worried, like what the hell is wrong with my shorty? She whipping round corners, traveling through a school zone with kids around. Doing about 140, but I'm closing the gap. Trying to watch as she pick her move. Cause if she hits that wall on the left, I'ma hit it too.
Details that you can give me about the situation.
He's driving a dark car. I,
I'm not sure to make. I can't tell his license. I'm trying to get away from him. I don't really see much that I can tell you. And...
Ma'am? That comes to visit me talk and I can hear what they're saying, but I can't respond to them because I'm in a coma. I remember sending the link to I Make Mad Beats, and he, you know, I told him, I said, I don't want no drums. It's gotta sound eerie but heart-wrenching at the same time. So, you know, we actually produced that in the lab together, which didn't do a lot of that for most of the album. But one of the ill things about Coma, if you really listen to the song, like if you put it on loud and you zone out to it, like they have a full conversation under the entire song between the woman who's supposed to be my mother and then my brother in the song. That goes under the entire track while they're sitting in the room. I mean, it's low, it's really low, but you can hear it if you listen for it.
I know. They act like I ain't alive. What's the point of sitting here waiting for me to die? In this last 6 months, I ain't seen one cry. They find a chair, gossip about who's having a baby. No flowers at bedside, and mom's barely coming, ain't nothing changed, she lazy. Straight from the gossiper's lips, some hair pops to death. He gallivanting around town with a lady nearly half of 57. I'm on the path to heaven, that's the reverend. Although I've ruined it, it's past the weapon. If I can move, I'd strangle myself. Slip both my wrists or mishandle my health die. Proven fatal if ever handed a cable. I'd wrap around my neck, focused on that last breath. I'm looking through windows, I used to call eyes at these cats, and I finally see through their disguise. I'm lying in a coma, surrounded by lions and a cobra. Up. I tried to free me, going through hell to get to heaven at high speeds. Other senses heightened, so the crackle of dry leaves is heard out the window as the car skirts the curb. As random as it is, it sounds familiar. Plus the argument, my damn familiar. Should be still corrupt. Is it possible that one of us passing can't fix us up? The fuck I expect, this is us. Ain't nothing ever changing. Neglect is his conception. Every day was filled with pain. The nights was filled with raining. Cause moms would stay complaining. And pops would disrespect her with Rebecca and Lorraine's friend. I never had a homie. And love hit me one time only. Those were the days the rays of sunshine dawned me. Not too long ago though. Holding each other's lips, touching every photo. A sad excuse for a man I was such a punk ass. When she chose to hand my love to another man, my cousin, he accepted. I chose to put my hands on drugs. What's really fucking disgusting is how this bitch left her husband for his cousin and tried to claim that it was nothing. She was fronting. How she gonna tell me I was bugging? I'm lying in a coma, surrounded by lions and a cobra, waiting for the moment that it's over. Yeah, I'm sleeping, not sleeping, and I can hear every last word y'all speaking. I'm lying in a coma, surrounded by lions and a cobra, waiting for the moment that it's over. Yeah, I'm sleeping, not sleeping, and I can hear every last word y'all speaking. She was pregnant when she left with twins that she told me wasn't mine, they was his. Then the night I truly found what it is, she told me they was mine, but she lied, so they lived a better life. I was an unfit parent. She claimed it was a fact that was utterly apparent. Now I'm fucking understanding, but there's no understanding. My children raised by another man and I panicked. Started scanning over my life,
and learned it wasn't worth it to continue to fight. My family sucks, job situation is wrecked, and since the horrible had happened from the opposite sex, I chose to end it. Fight it like a soldier, but I'm so close to freedom that I've conceded that it's over.
It's Coma is one of my, it's one of my favorite songs. Now I love production like that, just moody and just bassy. Like I just really like it. I'm a fan of creativity. I'm a fan of trying stuff. That's why, you know, no two projects I put out are ever the same.
Man, shouts to Midas the Beast, man. Thank you for the time coming through, sir. Had a lot of fun talking to you about the album. I hope you guys enjoyed it, man. I like getting that insight on the songs and getting the backstory, man. It makes the song a lot more interesting when you get all the little extra elements that you wouldn't typically figure out on your own until maybe a year later and you're like, oh my God, that's what he was talking about. Make sure you check him out at MidasTheBeast.net, M-I-D-A-Z, TheBeast.net, and follow him on Twitter at M-I-D-A-Z. Buy that album, AU, Another Universe, man. Check it out on iTunes, Amazon, and DJBooth.net. And, of course, you can always get the links to these dudes' websites, and we'll have special links to Midas the Beast over at hoodhype.com/episodes. Click episode 215 and get all the details. But first, got a new one for my boys, the Procussions. Some favorites of mine, man. Los Angeles, California. Name of the song's Virginia Woolf. Check them out on Twitter at The Procussions or theprocussions.com. Let's go.
She gets mad when I don't say enough. She mad when I'm around. Mad I'm out of town. She telling me I ain't doing much. And my job is only barely a job. I'm like a child in my sandbox playing house. Oblivious to a fault. Content being ignored. I'm absent. A bore. And on top of it all, obnoxious. And I don't bring the flowers anymore. I take time and never give it. Even when I ain't busy, I don't make an effort to call. I make a living out of making a living, because I never get upset. Please, I don't care enough to make it an issue. I don't listen to pay attention to mention her hair color, stare other women in lust, catching the glare from her. She wonders if I'm looking to make a trade. Is this part of the game? Thinking maybe I should just leave. Soon as she start yelling, mad she being loud. When my cousin around, she pick apart everything I tell her. She do it cause she enjoys to see me get annoyed. She's often got a friend up telling her when I'm out, I'm about cheating, and she believing what's out of mouth. She got a problem with everybody. She's oblivious to the fact that friend be trying to holler at me, holler at me. It's my fault she hit a job. Tell her marker that she quit studying pre-law. It's never her, she's never late, she's never wrong. She never did it, she don't fidget, she don't snore. She used to waste a lot of money, but not anymore. She's still in the mirror, I'm holding the front door. She ready to go, you ready to go, let's go. Staring at the front porch, thinking maybe I should just leave.
serving your daughters. Right. Rapping for survival, came for dollars, making quarters. Right. Dreams getting realer, beat builder, seat filler. Got me rapping for Connecticut, dedicate for the squirrel. I'm a boss. Made it out the shadows from a mile away. Running like a young Joey Galloway. Yeah. 40 times, shorty call me 40 times. One sack, I'm on the line. Texting for connections, out in Texas with a concubine. Fast fellow, rappers are scrap metal. They bouncing more than Sonic when you hit the last level. Flow code is an icicle, battling's unadvisable. It's like a bicycle, how I'm making them backpedal. Rep the streets like I'm Lebanese. Let the weapon squeeze at your knees for that cheddar cheese, player, please. Sean Combs said he been around the world. When I been around your girl, she be flowing like a referee. Official, clean as a whistle. A pistol could hit your tissue with drip as if I melted down an igloo. Monstrous on the mic, I'm a bigger issue than Grendel. You're Hansel and Gretel, sweet, I'm a legend like Aaron Neville. Rider like Karen Seville, parental goddess is needed. You wanted it till you got it. Now it's time to be seated, defeated your troops. Bringing nostalgia to witness like a chick on Instagram in the gym that ain't by the fitness. I'm skipping your tracks, trash in the flesh. Spectacular, accurate guess, immaculate, packing racks, clap with your chest. Bang. Diamond Dallas Page, I'm raised with a salad gauge. Catch him on Jimmy Fallon and rock him just like the stage. But that ain't me. I came to behave. We were slaves in the same place. Brain waves out of commission. Statisticians trying to tell me my spot. So if I'm not the competition, say goodbye to hip hop. Cause I've been rhyming since common denominator. We're good. We making music and use it to penetrate through the hood. I'm innovative, enabling folks that said that they could. We from the bottom where a lot of us don't make what we should. You heard the punches. It's punishment for punks. A position is over. Baking soda, whipping that Yola out in Villanova. The realest soldiers spitting code to get that note of distinction. Rap veterans that rose from delinquents. Whether you agree or you proceed to leave us, receive us as the future, cause pretty soon you gon' need us. Versatility with ability to kill MCs and still kill the streets. This lyrical, I'm spitting fevers, feet for the flow. Reaching the globe like Olympians, they sent me in a chariot to usher in the age of Aquarius. Raps on the various, flaring up like a blister. Bringing it to your set and take your precious little sister. I'm the man now, so stand down if it's problems. If I solve it, it's an unsolved mystery for watching. God, please forgive. I was pleased to live. Every day that I wake is a blessing to see this kid.
It's coming down on you, cause it ain't on me. It's coming down on you, cause it ain't on me. It's coming down on you.
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 It's coming down on you, but it ain't on me. It's coming down on you, cause it ain't on me. It's coming down on you.
It's coming down, baby.
It's coming down on you.
It's all on you.
It's coming down on you.
Guys really must think I'm playing around or something when I say I rap, right? I tell them I can rhyme in any style and any variation of flow, you know what I'm saying? Cats don't really believe me. It's all good, though.
War was a rapping, ready for the tour and the racks and unfortunate. Being forced to be forceful, I forfeited everything I wanted to talk with this accent. Feeling passing the days passing and still dealing with the rap critics. Looking for a hit, see me searching for the gold. Looking for the code and I'm still cracking it. Marry me with Da Vinci. For a century, imagine if I was composing, not running through motions. All these emotions run deep, any mom see me coming in motion. Pardon the flyness, picture it for when I'm menages and everything that come with the prizes. Said he won war, loading up on guns. I'm in the fourth war, working like it's one of my projects. Riding a horseback, all of my thoughts black. Listen to the rules, got me getting the shoot, give me the loot. Biggie in a minute to cool, what do you do? When the industry don't listen to you, homie, get through. Rhymes are way up, booty, my duty for the bills to get paid. Let's get rid of the newbies, sitting in jacuzzis, living like Bob Cousy, Italian and Scarlet, the Fugees. Ah! Spit your best, ain't first place, can't finish last. Started from the back, but the kid progressed. See, my whole plan's to crash the internet. Spit your best, ain't first place, can't finish last. Started from the back, but the kid progressed. See, my whole plan's to crash the internet. Independent, depending on how you see it. Depend on God, seeing that he have my back. I'm back up like a postrepedic. Postulating, look at my mom. Kiss up on the cheek, take a look at the times. That's 20 to 5. Grew up fast, I'm like a dog in the kennel, trying to learn to survive. Still ducking a job. Tired of the loneliness and phony chicks and friendships that don't exist. Associates, the notes to get you. Bring one home to call you a chauvinist. Watch out for this. See money, see roots of evil. See the stress of exclusive people. Fools that treat you, trick you, learn to pick you to the point where your moves are fetal. Even truth deceive you. Receive you to be the great. Beat you cake and leave you like B2K. Puff a tear, text streams away. Till you fear for yourself, till you finish and you freeze away. Find peace in the E and J, the weed and haze. You fight for your life like streets of rage. Death row with the apple puff, they back you up. And taking dollar bills like Lisa Ray. Spit your best, ain't first place, can't finish last. Started from the back, but the kid progressed. See my whole plan's to crash the internet. Spit your best, ain't first place, can't finish last. Started from the back, but the kid progressed. See my whole plan's to crash the internet.
See.
no hugs or doubts. All I need is these pound signs and struggle rap. A couple fans and the crew that's got my back. And the DJ is who that said they gone spin my track. DJ is who that said they gone spin my track. DJ is who that said they gone spin my track. A couple fans and the crew that's got my back. And the DJ is who that said they gone spin my track.
Clip wings, shooting down my dreams, hoping I never make it to Hotel Sweetest Cream. Lord, please forgive me for my vices. I'm never okay with second dough. Why you biting pockets? Money hungry on a strict diet from a city where niggas only appliances and stove on their waist. So it's wasted like a wino on the pavements. They say stop the violence when they just contain it. My soul rich and my heart is made of gold. No amount of currency could make me sell my soul. I am legend on this map quest, leaving landmarks on the game. No, I ain't pissed. I'm just hella stressed. Like this denim, I'm not true to religion, cause I seen too many perishing perishes. And a 5-0, when nigga dead is a blessing. Question, why we outcasting our gene pool? Hip hop slavery, you should put me on a pedestal. Now watch this black boy fly, I got my days late. Ask Whitney, we the only dope allowed in the face. Kindle a flame, let your brain levitate. This is how you're learning the sermons, I'm Moses parting ways.
The definition of some dreamers. L's, not far-fetched that I'm a schemer. Trying to come up, not the hardest in this city, but it's harder when you trying to keep it clean. Not gritty, working 9 to 5 just to buy supplies for this rap shit. These studio times, a couple penny pass shit. Trying to get your flow together while you work the flow. Drink bigger venues, no more open mic shows. Getting dope for that flow that you just rock the whole crowd with. Hands waving side to side, I'm grinning, feeling childish. Sounds of my alarm, still keep the kid grounded. But these bright lights got a nigga blinded. It's a reminder to never get too big for my britches and fall in love with queens. Never pick one of these bitches, and now they gon' see. I'm an MC on the mission. Can't wait for the day that I get what I done pictured.
Real nigga, I don't need no hugs or doubts. All I need is these pound signs and struggle rap. A couple fans and the crew that's got my back. And the DJ is who that said they gon' spin my track. DJ is who that said they gon' spin my track. DJ is who that said they gon' spin my track. A couple fans and the crew that's got my back. And the DJ is who that said they gon' spin my track.
First off, gotta shout out to the Lord and my granny, cause they the only ones that understand me. Moving right along, Bruce Lee playing ping pong with nunchucks will catch my attention, but for you dumb fucks. Dancing around with shirts off, guns out, blunts lit, all because you think it's cool. Boy, that's some dumb shit. A whole lot of nothing multiplied by some stunning will equal a bunch of fronting. Now how you gonna get something? As I paralyze the hooks and slit the throat of verses, cattle prod the beast while producers will drive the hearses. I just wanna be useful and not viewed as worthless. Make sure my family got a struggle while making the purchase. Grew up with a half mom and no dad. Living in the shy, you gotta grow your own gonads. So I learned the ropes, perhaps. Stay away from snakes and rats, cause they always bring pigs here harder than Lance Briggs. So next time you selling Arm & Hammer while being Arm & Hammer, you know how not to get up in this climber. You never double cross us like the legs on the fucking Indians.
So switch it up like amphibians.
Sleep with them, quickest way late to the cheese, hit the sheets, peace with them. So one night she hit the club, mama's ID. She look old for her age, her mama only 32. She walked through the door, through metal detection, and searched for love. She needed affection. She sought it through drugs, found it in sex. And she was only 12 when her mom ex-molested. Corner of the club, dude all complected. In his mid-30s, walked in a direction. Waist with the Wesson, pockets full of presidents. He had a strong presence, she felt the connection. Straightened up her glasses so she could see clearer. He looked so familiar, his eyes like a mirror. He introduced himself and asked Queen a name. Bought her a couple drinks and started the run game. He said, you're so pretty like an angel from above. He said, matter of fact, you look like my first love. He said, you got eyes and a smile and a frame. She blushed mad crazy like, for real, what's her name? He said, I'm not sure, but I think her name's Sandra. She said, that's crazy, same name as my mama. He asked, what's her last name? And she said, Walters. He said, oh man, your mama, my first love. Wait, how old are you? She said, 16. He looked into her eyes and said, I think you my daughter. Damn.
Like slavery, and if I act like a nigga, they might favor me. Put me in the front so I can front with a gold front. Watch how they tear down your home front. It's a conspiracy. QBP, Malcolm's speech is my eulogy. My last words will be unity. I'm in the hood with no community. They dog me, call it cruelty. I snatch freedom to my fistful. They killing blacks, F a pit bull. I let them snitch like a trick would. And if I say your MC is over me, I might as well cut my balls off and grow ovaries. Telling me to sip rosé and rock a rosary. Hit with a third degree, court say it's perjury. Knives in the Florida Key, brick stored in the V. Money underneath the seat, they snorting and extorting me. So ain't no real wins for the winless. And ain't no real friends in this friendship. You ride in the bench with, won't be the same dude you in the pen with. Alone in the cell is how you end it. Paragraph, comma, double sentence. Survive. Be relentless or cry, ask why, then you die in the instant. But niggas ain't seeing it until they story on CNN. Or 6 feet underneath they men. At the funeral, they all your friends. Taking shots at your girlfriend, your world ends. But I still see for the blind. And I blame Shaitan for this dirty mind. And I blame Murder Beat for this dirty nine. Nigga drop his first mixtape at 39. The reality that we live ain't the same reality that BET gives. Now you never see a trap on MTV Cribs. I think I know all these famous rapper secrets. Damn! Some niggas smoke weed to write a verse. Cause it's a reminder of us all the pain and the hurt. Incarcerate him, they think in that cell work. But he get out the next day, re-up in his cell first. And today a king lost his throne. Cause a halfway house is only halfway home. Got a 12-year-old boy, and he halfway grown. Got a liar say it's an ankle bracelet phone. Yeah, it's buzzing now. Daddy pick it up. That mean daddy gotta go, but tomorrow we getting up. It's crazy how we live for a buck, then die over pennies getting slimmed in the truck. Nigga, see this is that pain on paper. Never let the pain overtake you. Never. Pain on paper. When the pen cries, the ink never dries. On paper.
Man, episode 215. And it is 215 right now in the morning. It's amazing. Yo, that was Kadir Latif. Name of the song was Malcolm, Huey, Muhammad, Biko, Jesus, Hampton, Guevara, Tubman, Garvey, Turner, Asada, Mansa. That's the longest song title I've ever heard in my life, but the song couldn't be any more serious, man. Much respect. It's on his album, Fool's Gold. You can check it out. He's from Buffalo, New York. You can check him out on Twitter, at Kadir Latif. And his website, stayonq.com. That's S-T-A-Y-O-N-Q.com. Before that, we had Divine Karama. A Dead Beats Karma, No Child Left Behind is the album. He's from Lexington, Kentucky. He's at Twitter, at Divine Karama. You can check out his website, divinekarama.com. It's a hell of a story behind that song. Before that, we had Dope Fantasy, Real Hip Hop. from Chicago, Illinois. They're on Twitter at It's Dope Fantasy or Facebook.com/It's Dope Fantasy. Before that, we had Jay Nolan. Name of the song was Coming Down, Crash the Internet from his album Distinction. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. You can check him out on Twitter at Jay Nolan. Check him out at his website with the best website name ever, jaynolanscool.bandcamp.com. And of course, before that, we had the Percussions, Midas the Beast, Leon Marin, and Sakai. Also want to send a quick thank you to Hipknot Records, Kevin Nottingham, and Midas the Beast for helping us put together this episode. Thank you very much, fellas, for your help. And just a quick reminder, I am trying to get to the A3C Hip Hop Festival in Atlanta this year. If you guys want to drop over at hoodhype.com and click that donate button and drop a 5 spot or something to help me get to that $600 mark I need for the plane ticket, for the travel and all that. You make a hip hop head very happy, and I get a lot of video and audio content to bring back to you guys. So make my dream come true, and I will make it worth your while. Hit me up on Twitter, it's JMacHH, or on Vine, or on Instagram, it's JMacHH. Email me at jmac@hoodhype.com. Follow the show at facebook.com/hoodhype. Subscribe to the show on YouTube. Really take a second to do that, because we post all the episodes on YouTube now at youtube.com/hoodhypeblog. And of course, we're on Twitter at hoodhype. Gonna wrap the show up with one of my favorites, Odyssey. Name of the song's Lonely Planet from his album The Beauty and All, which drops October 1st, straight out of DMV, New York City. Follow Odyssey at Odyssey on Twitter and at odysseymusic.com. Man, this is the dude. Episode 215, man. We'll catch you guys next episode. Let's go.